In the wake of a tragic massacre in Lusikisiki, Eastern Cape, South African police have questioned three individuals connected to the horrific shooting of 18 family members. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Police Minister Senzo Mtunu confirmed their custody during a memorial service held on Sunday for the victims, who were brutally killed at their homes last week. A fourth suspect is expected to be detained soon. The shocking attack, which occurred during a family gathering for a traditional ceremony, resulted in the deaths of 15 women and 3 men, with several victims shot in the head. The victims' ages ranged from 14 to 64, according to local reports. As investigations continue, Mtunu stated that authorities are working to determine the motive behind this tragic event. The suspects are scheduled to appear in court on Monday. This massacre has sent shockwaves throughout South Africa and intensified calls for improved police protection in a nation grappling with one of the highest murder rates in the world. According to the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, South Africa recorded over 27,000 murders in 2022, translating to a staggering rate of 45 per 100,000 people, compared to the U.S. rate of 6 per 100,000. The incident has also reignited discussions about gender-based violence in the country, where the femicide rate remains alarmingly high. Deputy Minister in the Presidency Mapaseka Letsaik, who attended the memorial, emphasized the need for civil society, traditional leaders, and the government to collaborate in efforts to combat this pressing issue. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.